This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك
وأتم الحج والعمرة لله
and complete the Hajj and Umrah for Allah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Daily reminder, this is your brother Ali Janmer. Continuing on with our discussion of what to do after you have completed the rites of Umrah and you're still on the Umrah trip. You have about 7 days, about a week or 2 weeks. So what are some good things that we can do to gain a lot of benefit from this trip? My second recommendation is to make a lot of tawaf. Tawaf is an exclusive act of worship. It's only done in one place in the world, and that is around the Kaaba, in the Haram in Mecca. And tawaf is an expression, it's a really beautiful representation of many things. It represents the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how it is only one place in the world where tawaf happens, and how everybody in the world faces one direction, the Kaaba, when they are praying, and how it doesn't matter where you're coming from or what, you know, status you are, how knowledgeable you are, how ignorant you may be, how rich you are, how poor you may be, it doesn't matter. When you come to the Haram, there's only one way to make tawaf, and you join, you know, the tawaf ranks and you make your tawaf. It's a very beautiful expression of equality. It's a very beautiful expression of the tawheed, of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is really, really an incredible act of worship. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man tawafa bil bayti sab'a," giving us incentive. Said the one who makes tawaf around the Kaaba 7 times, 7 circuits around the Kaaba, wa salla raka'atayn, and prays 2 rak'ahs after this upon completion, kana ka'idqi raqaba. It's the reward of this, the divine reward that we get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is as if the person has freed a slave. It's as if the person has freed a slave. What is freeing a slave? Freeing a slave, it's like giving $40,000 in charity. It's like donating $40,000. That's the equivalent, modern day, of freeing a slave. The reward is so immense, because it is such a rare opportunity. It is so rare. So tawaf is a beautiful action. And when you're on your trip, I encourage you to make as much tawaf as possible. Count the 7 circuits and pray 2 rak'ahs. Count the 7 circuits again and pray 2 rak'ahs. And this is something that you can do. A few things about tawaf, a few notes. Number one, you should have wudu when you're making tawaf. If you lose your wudu in the middle of tawaf, you can go and make your wudu, come back and join and pick up from where you left off. So I'm making tawaf, I made 3 circuits and I lost my wudu. I go, I've completed 3 circuits, I'm in my 4th. I go and make my wudu, come back, I start my 4th circuit again and continue on. So just a few pointers about tawaf. Also, there's nothing specific that's said in tawaf. You can remember Allah, you can read Quran, you can make dua, you can do whatever you want basically. Just don't talk on the cell phone, don't interrupt other people, don't bump people, don't elbow people, you know, just be nice. And the best thing, in fact, to do in tawaf is to make a lot of dua. And we'll talk about dua, inshallah, in the next video. Jazakumullah khairan for watching so far. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.